Belinda King and Breakfast on ABC Northern Tasmania.
Now, if you're at home right now, you're probably not too far from a device that is connected to the internet. A phone, or maybe a laptop, or even a tablet. But for many Tasmanians, they don't actually have access to the net. Social services are calling for all political leaders to commit to improve digital access to ensure no Tasmanian is left offline. My producer, Sean Wales, popped down to the neighbourhood house in Ravenswood yesterday to see how they're helping people who just simply don't have access to the internet.
So we've got two computers. They're not the best. They take maybe 10 minutes to start up. But in our community where people don't have computers, this is it. My name is Hayley Shore and I'm the Community Advocacy Network and Development Officer at Starting Point Neighbourhood House in Ravenswood.
So no one in here at the moment, but every day these are used?
Every day. We also have a lady who comes in every Monday and she does all our stats. So she uses one of the computers as well, which then leaves only one.
So what kind of resources do people have at home in Ravenswood when it comes to technology, internet, phones, laptops?
I'd say the majority would just be phone, internet, just having it using your mobile data. And that's probably about it. There might be some tablets around for kids and some internet resources there, but that's about it.
Right, and we've come to rely on these kind of technologies so much in day-to-day life. Is it leaving people behind out here?
Definitely. Especially with job hunting, like people need to be able to upload resumes these days because people want you to send you your information for jobs and stuff, and people can't. They're used to walking your resume into a place, and so we see a lot of people come in to get help with that. Yeah.
So they're kind of already, they're trying to get a job so bad.
Yeah.
And they haven't got the resources to even put themselves forward.
No resources at all. It's really sad.
How do you guys go about improving what you've got here? Just comes down to funding, government funding?
It does, yep. And trying to get volunteers to help us to support community. Yeah, so, we've got fantastic volunteers here, but it's about getting volunteers that are really, really great around digital technology so that they can support the people that come in.
How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you.
My name's Sean, nice to meet you.
I'm Keith.
Can you say your full name for me?
Oh, Keith Lou.
So, Keith, you come here and get help with technology. What help do you get?
Let's see what I've done before. At the moment, I'm trying to get some photos which I received on my email. I'm trying to get some help to transfer it onto a USB so that I can go home and watch the photos because I don't have access of the internet at my residence, my home.
You don't have internet at home?
No, no.
Why is that? Is it an affordability thing?
Well, actually, I've got a phone, but I'm just on the Telstra Long Life plan, and then I get just calls, calls and texts, no data. Yeah, so I come here sometimes, and I go to the library for a bit in order to access my emails.
Do you need internet at home? Is that something you would like?
Well, if I do have it, it would be an advantage. But the fact that we've got a library here anyway, and we come here probably three times a week.
Yeah, there's a high... There is a lot of people that come in and want support that are elderly, and it's just trying to refer them somewhere where their computer course is at the moment because we currently don't run any.
The pandemic, has that... I mean, people we saw in cities and... people relied on their internet, on their phones, on their laptops. Everyone was doing these amazing things to keep connected.
Yeah.
People were here that don't have a computer. Has that pushed it back even further a bit?
It has, because they're pretty lonely, and then they'll come and seek support. But the loneliness, that social isolation, they couldn't get down here because we were shut. So we were open with just our front door open, and we were making coffees and we were supporting people to do their forms and things like that. So we let sort of one person in, do this, get them out. So we didn't have that opportunity to get people in to hook them up to Zoom and things like that. So we have done some Zoom training since and got some of our community trained up with that, especially our board of management. They know how to use Zoom now for our meetings. So it's a slow process, but we're getting there. Yeah.
And now also whenever you go anywhere now, you got to check in with the check-in TAS app.
Yeah. So just the other day, I got on and registered us for our QR code. So we're all registered now, and we're offering support to the community. If they don't know how to download the app, they can come and see us, and we can support them to do that. And show them how to use it when they get here, that sort of thing, so they're safe. We do still have our written log, so that people, if they still don't want to use it, we can still grab their details and keep them safe.
So do you need members of the community to train?
We would love to get people, volunteers from the community that want to support other community members. Yeah, that would be good. That would be ideal.
How does it feel personally, I guess, when someone comes in and... Yeah, they're just, I guess, so lost or confused about MyGov. It's confusing for me. How does it feel for yourself?
It feels really good that we can help. And they walk in and they're so stressed, because it is stressful, because they're ultimately, if they don't do what, you know, is required, and usually it is Centrelink, then they risk their payment, and then they've got no money, and then that affects everything else. It's like a domino. So when they come in and they're that stressed and anxious, and then they walk out with a smile, and you can just see that they're just more relaxed, and they've got their needs met, and they're much happier people.